Welcome back to the science behind dreams. So far in this series, we've explored why we dream, what happens in the brain while we sleep, and how dreams help us process emotions. But what if you could become aware that you're dreaming while you're still dreaming? What if you could even control your dream, choosing where to go, what to do, or who to meet? This is the phenomenon known as lucid dreaming, and it's one of the most fascinating and empowering experiences the mind can offer. In today's episode, we'll explore what lucid dreaming is, how it works, what science says about it, and how you might learn to have one yourself. What is lucid dreaming? Lucid dreaming is the state of being conscious while dreaming. In a lucid dream, you know that what you're experiencing isn't real, and yet you're still inside the dream. For many people, this realization opens the door to dream control. You might choose to fly, revisit a childhood memory, speak with a lost loved one, or even practice a skill. Lucid dreams can feel incredibly vivid, and many people describe them as more alive than regular dreams. Unlike normal dreams, where you're a passive observer, in a lucid dream, you can become a participant, a creator, and sometimes even the director of your dream world. The science behind lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming was once thought to be nothing more than a fantasy. But today, it's a well-documented phenomenon supported by scientific research. In the 1980s, researchers at Stanford University proved the existence of lucid dreaming using eye movement signals. Since the body is paralyzed during REM sleep, most muscles can't move. But the eyes are an exception. In experiments, lucid dreamers were instructed to move their eyes left, right upon becoming lucid. These eye movements were recorded in the sleep lab, confirming that the dreamer was aware within the REM state. Brain imaging studies have also shown that lucid dreaming activates parts of the brain that are usually dormant during REM, particularly the prefrontal cortex, the area responsible for self-awareness and decision-making. This may explain why lucid dreamers have such a heightened sense of clarity and control. Why do people want a lucid dream? Lucid dreaming isn't just fun. It can be deeply meaningful. Here's some reasons people seek it out. Overcoming nightmares. Lucid dreaming is often used as a tool for confronting and transforming nightmares. Once lucid, a dreamer can choose to face the source of their fear, change the dream's direction, or wake up. Emotional healing. People have reported using lucid dreams to process grief, trauma, or unresolved emotions. For instance, they might revisit someone who's passed away or symbolically rewrite a painful event. Creativity and problem solving. Artists, writers, and inventors sometimes use lucid dreams as a space for inspiration. Since the dreaming brain is free from waking logic, it can connect ideas in unexpected ways. Practicing skills. Some studies suggest that mentally rehearsing activities in a lucid dream, like playing music or sports, may improve real-world performance. The brain responds similarly to imagined movement and physical action. Exploration and joy. Many people simply love the experience. Lucid dreaming can feel magical, liberating, and even spiritual. It's an opportunity to explore the imagination without limits. Can anyone learn to lucid dream? The answer is yes, with practice. While some people have spontaneous lucid dreams, most need to train their minds using techniques that increase self-awareness during sleep. Here are some of the most popular methods. Reality checks. Throughout the day, ask yourself, "Am I dreaming?" Try pushing your finger through your palm or looking at a clock twice to see if the time changes oddly. These habits may carry into your dreams, triggering lucidity. Dream journaling. Write down your dreams every morning. This sharpens dream recall and helps you notice patterns, recurring places, people, or themes, which can become cues for lucidity. Mnemonic induction of lucid dreams, mild. Before falling asleep, repeat a phrase like, "Tonight, I will realize I'm dreaming." This sets an intention and helps focus your mind as you drift into sleep. Wake back to bed, WBB. Wake up after 5 to 6 hours of sleep. Stay awake for 15 to 30 minutes, then go back to bed. This increases your chances of entering REM with a conscious mind. Wake initiated lucid dreaming, wild. A more advanced technique where you attempt to enter a dream directly from a waking state without losing consciousness. This requires deep focus and relaxation. Potential challenges of lucid dreaming. While lucid dreaming is generally safe, some people may experience challenges. Sleep paralysis. Becoming aware during the transition between sleep and wakefulness can sometimes trigger temporary paralysis, which can be frightening if you don't understand it. Disrupted sleep. Spending too much effort trying to become lucid may reduce the quality of rest. Overexcitement. Many first-time lucid dreamers wake up immediately after becoming aware, overwhelmed by the excitement of the moment. Like any skill, lucid dreaming improves with patience and consistency. Not every night will be a breakthrough, but with time, your chances increase. Is lucid dreaming always under control? Interestingly, not all lucid dreams involve full control. Some people know they're dreaming, but choose not to interfere. Others can control some parts of the dream, but not all. This makes lucid dreaming a spectrum, from simple awareness to full-on mastery of the dream world. Lucid dreaming doesn't guarantee that everything will go your way, but gives you a unique opportunity to interact with your inner world consciously. Final thoughts. Lucid dreaming is more than just a fantasy. It's a real, trainable, and potentially transformative experience. Whether you want to conquer fear, unlock creativity, or simply fly through the sky, lucid dreaming offers a gateway into your own subconscious, unlike anything else. In our next episode, we'll look at nightmares, why they happen, what they reveal about our minds, and how to understand or even change them. Until then, sleep well, question your reality, and dream with awareness. This is the science behind dreams.